Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Will Show, where I interview educators and entrepreneurs on leveling up. Each episode, I zoom in someone who's dope, and we just sit back and have a conversation on what it means to live your best life. Now, if this is your first time checking out the podcast, this is the Mobile University of Entrepreneurs, and I'm your host, Dr. Will. Today is going to be a solo episode to kind of update you on what's been going on in my life, because if you listen to the last solo episode and some episodes I've been interviewing with people, hinting at a pivot that I want to make, a transition that I want to make in the future of my career, I have now made some actual steps to make that happen. So for those of you who do not know, I actually have a degree in child and family studies with an emphasis in family relations. And I thoroughly enjoyed that degree program. And I mean, it was amazing. The professors, I enjoyed the content, the conversations, I enjoyed the courses, and thought that that was going to be a career that I was going to pursue. But man plans, Allah plans, and Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the best of all planners. So I started working upon graduation for a K-12 school district, doing what I do now as a district and instructional technologist. But as the years have gone by and I'm going into my 10th year, you know, I started feeling like something was missing, right? I had gotten to the point in my job that I am on autopilot. I am not growing intellectually. I am stagnant. And I thought about what is next, what could be next. And, you know, I've been talking about financial literacy and entrepreneurship education, and it just so happens within the field of family life education, according to the National Council on Family Relations, that family resource management is one of those courses. So if you are in K through 12, then you are familiar at the high school level of courses like child development, family dynamics, family consumer sciences, and family resource management, normally part of the CTE program. Well, again, I have a degree in child and family studies, and I have taken courses in child development, family dynamics, family consumer sciences, like family life education, program development, resource management, those things. And resource management is basically, you guessed it, financial literacy. And I am just like, okay, what do I do? What's next? And so again, I took a step forward by actually becoming a member of the National Council of Family Relations, which is an educational association within the field of family life education, much like ASCD is, or Learning Forward. But with this organization, it focuses again on anyone who provides that type of education about the family, whether it is at the higher ed level, community level, government level, or K through 12 level. As I mentioned, now those courses that kids can take in child development, family dynamics, resource management, those courses. So I am now a member. I have been engaging in conversations within the groups. I actually started a discussion on the site, as well as reached out to a couple of people who are doing work, and they responded. Great feedback, and I'm going to start engaging more in that organization. And so, how does that sort of fit into what I want to do or make a move next? So I plan to learn again more, become more of a engaged member of that organization, reach out to people to where within that subject area, how I can bring in my expertise in technology infusion and integration, and as well as program development, program management, and blend my passion for both that subject area of family life education with my experience, my receipts in edtech, and hopefully teach at a college level to work with those who will be going into the field, whether it is going to be, excuse me, a nonprofit community organization or teaching in K through 12, and showing them how they can actually teach those subjects you within a blended or totally online environment. What does that happen? Excuse me, my throat is just like dry. But what does that look like when you integrate technology into those spaces and have those type of conversations? And because of this subject matter is what's really intriguing me, I'm excited about where things can go. And again, I'm bringing in my receipts from a different area into this field. I'm hoping to make, headway and make a greater impact, and do so in the subjects that really call and speak to me. What I have planned, and I don't know if anyone from my school district is listening or will listen to this episode, but we have a parent center that we are trying to grow and build out. And I just, in speaking with my supervisor about some tech that would be needed for the space, and I myself will be hosting some technology classes for members of the community. I kind of just threw out there, oh, by the way, I have a degree in child and family studies. And so what I want to do is to propose a new position be created for myself, so I can transition out of being an instructional technologist to being a family life educator and sort of running that center. And in that, hosting workshops on financial literacy, career development, post-secondary education opportunities, interview sessions, working with different organizations in the city to put together a wardrobe where members of the community can come in and borrow clothes for a job interview and walk them through the interview process. Parenting classes, communication classes, all of those things I want to be a part of. And I want to, again, be able to do that for our school district to better engage. And I don't want to necessarily say empower, because people are already empowered, but to help individuals in our community live better lives. And to use again my experience, excuse me, I'm going to leave that in. Let me get some of this water right quick. Oh, my throat is just so dry. But I want to do that and get that experience, start presenting at conferences like the in NCFR conference and those conferences that deal with family consumer sciences, family life education, to again build up my reputation in that area. And hopefully, inshallah, be able to transition again at the higher ed level as an adjunct. And we'll see where it goes from there. But the first thing, this first step that I have taken was to join this organization and to start to network with people and to state my intentions of what I wanted to do. I love this field. And for those of you who have been following me, you know, I've been talking about financial literacy for a very long time. And I think it is a very much needed course and knowledge for people to learn. And I want to be a part of not only the, you know, evangelizing it, but I want to be a part of really teaching it and working with people who teach those subjects to do so in a way that is more palpable, that is more ready and geared towards not only our students, but the communities that we serve. And I'm just really, 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 really excited about that. So that's where I am, and I'll keep you updated as more things happen, as I discover more things, as I am able to make more headway in my pivot. So people, you know how I do this. This podcast episode is going to be on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Simplecast, Stitcher, Spotify, and Audible. I need you to subscribe and to share with your network. And though I am on all major podcast platforms, I am trying to grow an Apple Podcast. So please subscribe and listen, right? Don't just, you know, hit the check the mark, but listen and leave a review, because your boy's trying to be found and your boy's trying to get Oprah on the show. So we know we're doing big things around here. Again, I'd like to thank you for checking out another episode of the Dr. Will Show, the Mobile University of Entrepreneurs. As always, people, invest in you. EDU. Peace.